99.9 Radio USA, Justin Moore, till my last day, 6:52. And we're at, well, 61 degrees Grand Rapids, 57 in Hibbing, and 53 in Virginia. Okay, are you ready for the weird news? It is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Traffic on a Michigan road nearly turned into a zoo after someone monkeyed around with a construction sign and made the message on the sign say that there was a gorilla on the loose. On River Road in Zilwaukee, Michigan, earlier this week, pranksters had hacked into the sign and wrote, I-75 closed ahead due to loose gorilla. And since it happened overnight, no one with the Michigan Department of Transportation even found out about it until the next day. They still don't know who hacked into the sign, and they're taking steps to make sure that it doesn't happen again. No, there was no loose gorilla. How about this? A Canadian man got fed up with people using their cell phones during a movie, so he decided to do something about it. He whipped out his own cell phone and called 911. Alex Billington, who writes about movies for a Canadian blog, was at the Toronto International Film Festival last week when he got annoyed at the amount of phone use during the movie. He complained to theater management first, but when that didn't produce any results he wanted, he dialed 911 hoping to see some action. Billington's complaint drew laughter from the dispatcher rather than an appearance from the SWAT team, but he remains undaunted. He says, I was just trying to fight the good fight, even if others don't agree with my methods. Apparently, the cops didn't come, and he didn't get in any trouble for the 911 call. And how about one more for you? An Alaskan man bet his bottom dollar that he could get a free trip to prison. He walked into a bank and attempted to rob it of a single dollar bill. Yes, David Richardson walked into the Wells Fargo Bank and handed the teller a signed hold-up note along with his driver's license and debit card, just in case the woman had any trouble identifying him. Richardson's illegal but polite withdrawal request said, "This is a robbery. Please put the money in the bag. And don't worry, I don't have a gun." The teller complied, slipping a buck over the counter, and then pressed the silent alarm to summon cops who arrived. They found Richardson calmly awaiting them in the lobby. He told officers that he had some issues and needed to spend some time behind bars, which they were happy to help him do. We've had stories like that before of people that just wanted to go back to jail, maybe just to have a place to stay and a good meal. That's your weird news this morning at 6:55.
Where are you focused?